All day.
Yo, man, it's your
all
boy.
Day.
I'm very universal and believe in some like out there kind of crystals bullshit.
All day.
No wonder the cop was looking at us outside.
You farted.
I was in trouble, motherfucker.
I will face some charges.
All day.
I'm being interviewed right now.
What's up, my guy?
All day.
I got two beers in my pocket.
All day.
Newport, nephew. Newport.
All day. It's been a month.
We're back in
this bitch.
What the fuck is up?
What it do? You know what it be? Hey, yo. For anybody listening.
All day special.
It's the all day special.
Like it never stops.
Never stop.
Back at it again.
Yeah.
In your trousers.
It's just your boy.
And your boy.
And your boy.
And your boys.
And your boys.
And your mom.
And your mom. Unfortunately, Piss Boy has moved to Florida. He is no longer with us. But you know what it be. It's Matty D. It's Brady B. And we rolling it. We keeping the all day special going.
You know, it's just, you gotta keep on with life. You gotta
all
keep
it. All day.
You know,
yeah.
You just
keep
gotta.
All day. He's actually gonna be the head of our all night special down in Florida.
Yeah,
getting
yeah.
that going, guys.
The
look
all
forward
day special
to that.
Florida
we about
branch.
To be pushing it out. All day special Florida. You heard it here first,
guys. We had
guys.
To set up some corporate agendas.
All day special Vice City.
Woo! Woo-woo!
Now let's get into the show.
Well, I just want to start off by apologizing for that intro that we just did. That was actually pre-recorded a couple weeks ago. But we have some very unfortunate news to share with everybody today. As you know, our dear friend Piss Boy left the podcast to move to Florida. Oh God! And on the way to Florida. On the way to Florida, he got into a pretty serious car wreck and passed. And you know, we were hoping that, you know, he was gonna get down to Florida and we were gonna be able to do a, like, kind of call him and check in and do an episode with him down there once he got down there. But this is unfortunately going to be the Ephraim Piss Boy memorial episode. We love you, baby boy, and I just can't believe he's gone.
It's okay, Brett. It's okay. We got to remember him for the good times.
But it's not fair, man.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
I was really excited for him to get down there and start something new. And
yeah. At least everybody else made it out okay, you know.
Sila and Kelsey and it just. Just didn't see that. Just didn't see the wall going over the bridge.
Mm-mm.
But our condolences go out to Kelsey and Zyla and all of his family. We know that it's impossibly tough right now, and you know we're here for you guys. But with that being said, we've prepared a few of our favorite clips from past episodes of Ephraim, and we just want to share the good times with you guys and just keep him and his family in your thoughts and prayers. But let's jump right into it, Matt.
Yeah, let's get it.
Episode one.
We got some
our pilot episode.
We got some clips from the ones I guess that we like the most. So this is from Brits. This is clip one. He calls it Welcome.
This is Ephraim's very first thing he ever said on the podcast.
Efren was the first voice on the podcast.
Very first voice on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome. Hey, yeah. You're going to hear it.
All day.
Welcome to the all day special.
Newport nephew.
Hey, yo.
Newport.
All day.
Dude, he had such a voice.
He introduced it, man.
He had such a voice.
He introduced the podcast for the first time.
Very first opening.
That was back when he was so filled with joy. That was joyous Ephraim.
Oh, man.
You remember? That's back. That was, I got four beers in my cargo pants, Ephraim.
I got four beers in my cargo pants, Ephraim.
Yeah. What a time.
What a time to be alive.
What a time. All right, so this one is this next one's called Swastika.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, this was the first thing I had ever heard about Ephraim after not seeing him for so many years.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
Threw you off too, didn't it?
Yeah, so like I just met the dude. And then you were like, I think you were like, hey Ephraim, tell me about the swastikas.
Tell me about the swastikas.
Yeah, Ephraim's like, oh dude.
Matt took two steps back.
Oh dude. When, look, if someone starts off the story with ah dude, look, you know you're finna be for something. Alright, hold on, I got it.
You look online, everybody's catching shit for it, but I've never met anybody that gave me shit about it. One,
you look
one
good, dude.
never hit me up, but he did give somebody else shit about it.
I do want to touch on the fact though that at one point, and this is like when I had first heard about you, when I first learned about you. I might be putting you on the spot here, but it's the podcast. Jeez. And that's what we got to do. We got to keep it interesting.
No, I'm in there.
But I want you to tell people why at one point in your life you wanted to get a swastika tattooed on your forehead.
Wait. Pause.
That's tight. No, I can do this. No, that's not a big deal.
No. Address it.
Listen,
dude.
It's not a racist reason. Shout out. Equality.
Okay,
I love Ephraim. He's such a loving guy. He would never.
Equality.
He's going to tell you why. But I just think that was like one of the first things I heard about him. And I was just like, what? Who has he become?
That's not a good first impression.
I didn't know you knew that. That's a trip.
That was one of the first things Jay told me when she was like, yeah,
oh,
so
she knew.
Yeah, she knew.
Kelsey
just talked mad shit about
and
you.
Oh, Jade especially probably was like,
Jade probably talks mad
talk
shit about me.
Oh, no, about me if she heard that.
No.
Jade is very, she's
no,
a good person.
I mean, she put it in context like you're about to do for our audience.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
she,
so
like,
so you have to address the fact that you wanted a swastika
all day.
On your shit. I'm sorry. I forgot to silence my phone.
No, first off, shout out Charles Manson.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. No. So this
We're
is the deal. This is
it.
What this is so upsetting, and this is such a sensitive topic. I'm starting to feel canceled, but so a swastika, really, it was a
Was it like a Hindu or Buddhist thing?
Yes, man.
Yeah, I saw that.
Hindu thing.
It represented
was
peace or something.
It was about peace. It meant peace.
Yeah.
As far as I know, and I've been talking about my ass, I definitely knew like the whole WikiLeaks before, but the deal is that it was like a symbol of peace used by like a peaceful people for good reasons, and then this Hitler dude comes along, this
fucking
one guy.
Hitler.
He turns it 45 degrees.
He does some
ruined,
nasty shit.
Ruined a nation
right?
with a 45
some
degree
nasty
angle.
Nasty shit. And then he, I feel like words have meaning. I'm very universal and believe in some like out there kind of crystals bullshit, you know?
You
like
do.
The kind of girls that you wouldn't get with?
Yeah.
I like the ones.
Chakras!
They got rock collections.
No, I'm into that.
They got
so
rock collections.
It's
yeah,
bad,
baby, show me your rocks.
No, that's hard.
Give me my rocks. It's rock
literally
hard. So, I think
so you don't know about me.
Well, you know what's funny is
I collect rocks.
I do on a lot of tangents. I feel like words were created by like outer space demon lords to prevent us from expressing ourselves in the way we were meant to, and it's like spells every day. I read this comic where it said that the alphabet A, B, C, D, E, it's actually the name of a demon, and every time the children are taught that, they invoke it at a young age.
What?
And then they bind themselves to the prison of language, and that, and
what?
They're like trapped so they can't express themselves.
What?
Shout out Grant Morrison. Hell yeah, that shit goes
tight. Dude,
psych.
That dude
what?
Is wild.
Hey, you know what's crazy
Morrison
though? You know what's crazy though?
Crazy
is that you
shit.
Say something crazy like that, but like even like the Bible has a story like that. Like it had the Tower of Babel. So pretty
yeah.
much people wanted to be up in heaven with God, and God was like, man, fuck that. I'm going to make it to where y'all can't communicate as well.
Getting too far.
Yeah.
Which I think we have come
They
from.
Got too close.
So the rocks hit our noggins, and we couldn't communicate.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then we
yeah,
couldn't
yeah.
build that tower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why.
So,
that's what happened, or supposedly.
Yeah, back to the swastika.
Yeah,
I guess
yeah.
that's kind of conflictive.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
I just said, but the deal is that I feel like words do have a magic,
is that?
And I can't really fully understand that, but I do think that it was a meant to mean peace originally.
Meant to mean.
And if we can return that to form, then that might do something like universally in a way. Even if, and then if you want to get more like realistic about it, like psychologically in a future where people like accept that in a different way.
Yeah.
I don't think we should erase the bad parts of it, but I don't, that doesn't mean we have to leave it where it was, you know? Like that was one dude acting up. He did a lot of nasty shit, but as like a whole, we can get back. He wasn't much of anything. And the.
Hey, yo.
He was so profound.
So profound. Such a wise young man.
He definitely believed in some out there crystals bullshit, but we loved him for it. He was better for it.
He was better for it. I like that.
He was.
I like that. All right, the next one's going to be the scary story. Ephraim scary story.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to shit my pants again.
1 hour. Holy shit. Brett, your notes are so neat, man.
I know. I take very detailed notes. Very detailed notes. Because this is for Ephraim and I wanted it to be good.
Yeah. He's trying to investigate.
He's trying to investigate. Yeah.
We're trying to
investigate. All right, Ephraim, it is your turn. Tell us a scary story.
Can I say I am scared at the amount of penises that were in your story? And have you ever read any
Freud?
No.
He turned me up, Ocean.
Hey, you're in story mode now.
You're in story mode.
Yeah, give it a low guttural voice.
Yeah, give it some good stuff.
I wake up in the attic.
Yeah.
Not even my own, but an attic nonetheless.
Oh, okay.
I'm there.
The darkness.
Everybody close your eyes.
Heavy.
I'm here.
Like ash.
Ass?
Ass upon her. Call it ass steak. So then, my hands fumbled around. Like dying fish, desperate for escape.
Good morning, ladies.
Dude.
There is no door.
These guys are fucking hilarious.
Near, far, low, down, nothing. Nothing, nowhere. My man passes me the chunt. Oh, no, wait, that's not Brothers. A second later, I'm waking back up again in the attic, unable to remember falling asleep. Stumble around, wake up again in the attic. Now I'm stumble around, wake up again, and then stumble, wake up, stumble, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Sounds like somebody's asleep with the bottle.
Wake up.
Bro, his shit's actually scary, though.
I know, dude. I got chills.
Like, that shit's legit.
How long have I been here?
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
how long is left?
God, girl!
Bro.
Stop.
Bro! Whoa, no!
Ephraim's the master of horror.
This man has pain in his heart.
He has real pain. He's seen some
pain
shit.
In his heart. Holy shit. Gosh.
Oh, man. Continue, please.
No, that was
I
want to
shit my pants.
That was it. That was all.
That was it.
Finally. Okay. Well, sure. I'll give it a little epilogue.
Give it a little.
The
give
light
a kiss.
Comes
kiss
on.
It, kiss it. Good luck. Kiss it. Kiss it. Kiss it. Goodnight.
The light comes on.
Okay.
And it's just like an IKEA. It goes on forever.
No.
And every point at which the aisles intersect on a grid stands myself, looking as confused as I am, in every direction, forever,
oh, shit.
Infinitely wondering, even when it ends, will it not just begin again?
Oh shit, and that timed so well with the music.
Bro, bro, no!
Fully glitched.
Okay, that's the end. We're not doing
that's it. Oh my god. We're canceling the podcast. He's summoned demons. That was
terrifying.
I just
wanted to be scary. You didn't
Bravo.
Do anything
I
the
think
music.
He wins.
The music just did that?
No, I just did.
I think he wins. That was good.
YouTube video.
That was the devil. That was great.
It wasn't too long, was it?
No, it was perfect.
No, that was perfect.
I loved it.
No, you actually hit right the perfect.
I can't hit it anymore. Dude, I'm so fucked. That's why, dude. That happened to me. We've been here for how
I'm
many
looking
minutes?
At this man as he's wearing the Cheech and Chong shirt.
No, dude, I gotta piss.
Flush.
Oh,
Happy Boys back.
All right, let's get the music off. Let's get back to reality. Off?
Okay.
Boom, there goes Mom's spaghetti.
It's real.
All right.
I miss him so much, dude.
Hey, man. He was a good storyteller.
He was so good, dude. I got chills again. Again. All right. I've heard that so many times. I still get chills.
All right, man. So, look. We got one more for the first episode. It's Piss Boy's first Sad Boy Sunday.
I hope he's not sad anymore. We're gonna get you, Batman.
I mean, I have a couple.
Not funny.
Yeah, I'm stuck. It's like over and over.
My headphones out too.
We're live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's every week.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah.
What about every
week? It's hard to not be funny about it.
Well, I mean, if you feel like you need to be funny, then go ahead.
I'm like,
not funny.
Yeah, I'm stuck. It's like over and over.
You just feel like you're going through the same old stuff.
Yeah, I can't even remember being happy, dude.
Oh,
I'm going to try to keep it light. There are things. I zone out. I get fucked up. I do my shit.
Right.
I got comic, but I'm way into comic books. Comic books kind
of
keep me afloat.
Kind of escape. I feel like I'm kind of that way with video games. You know, on hard days, I really just zone out into a video. Jade gets mad at me because honestly, and I love her to death.
This damn game.
I forget to ask her how her day was or something because I'm just ready to escape.
Hey, look, it'd be like that though. Like you'd just be chilling because like they say they got to go do something somewhere, or whatever. You got some time, you just sit there vibing. You come in, and they're just like,
you hear that sigh.
And you're just sitting there, it's like you're sigh. Like you're right in the hit, right in the thick of it. You're like, all right, look, I'm gonna just get done with this one level. It's gonna take me 10 minutes, and then I'm gonna go tend to shorty. Look, nah, you ain't finna take no 10 minutes. If you don't pause that bitch right there, well, she don't care about no multiplayer. She's just like your mom. She's just like your mom.
Yeah, I love that. I've done that. I mean, she'll be like, "Are you could pause it." And I'm
it's online.
It's online, babe.
Yeah, they don't.
What does that mean?
Mom, God rest her soul. I love you.
Everybody, bro, they just don't get it.
And I've told Jade,
Anyways, yeah. No, you ain't finna take that 10 minutes.
Day night cycle, Minecraft, zombies will be on your ass. There's no pausing.
You look forward to. You've got a vacation coming up next weekend, right? You're getting out of town.
Sure.
Revel in that.
Where are you
Release
going?
Yourself. Just don't even fucking think. Yeah. Where are you going? Tell the audience where you're going.
Well, not exactly, but just.
I'm going.
Yeah, he's going to heaven.
See family.
Going where?
Florida.
Well, enjoy part of Florida.
That's cool.
There,
way down low. Way down low.
What's way down low?
Like Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, Naples area.
Bro,
like
I'm from Cape Coral.
Yeah, hell yeah, yeah.
We already talked about this.
That's sick. Yeah, hell yeah. So,
Because
that's cool. I love my family.
Hell yeah.
But, it just doesn't really,
It doesn't feel like a vacation.
I feel like you are.
No. It's not like that. It's just like. I did too much acid, and then I did some shit that wasn't acid, and they told me it was acid, and so ever since then, it's not just because of that, but it's because of revelations that I came across, and revelations I continue to come across. I've just become extremely nihilistic, and it's really cool. I love them. I'm gonna feel good while I'm there, but right now it just doesn't really feel like anything. And then when I get back, it won't really feel like anything. And it's kind of like I get gallstones, and then I like Chinese food, so sometimes I'll eat Chinese food, and then I wind up in pain. And I think I had a good time while it was happening because I'm a fat fuck, but then it's over and it never meant anything, and then it doesn't exist anymore, and it didn't change anything except now I'm in pain. Right. So I get real like that all the time. So every day I just kind of let it happen to me, and I'm just waiting
for the day
until until something definitely changes, or until I just croak from eating Chinese food.
Bro, you gotta take care of yourself, man. You got people that love you.
No, I kinda do, but it's not that big a deal.
Is it the nihilism?
No, when you guys, when I pass away, even if you guys cry, which I was that's sweet of you and all.
I'm going to cry, dude.
But then, you'll pass away.
I'm gonna throw myself into your fucking
tomb. Maybe you'll tell your kids, but then, they'll pass away, and then it'll be, donezo. So, it's not even, that big a deal.
That's why, but see, that's the thing I look at, and I kinda like that, because I'm like, look, no one's gonna remember me in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal.
You know what I mean? No one's gonna be at 3-4 generations down.
Just what it is.
I might be on some kindergartner's family tree project.
Yeah, like twice.
If they have like record of me still.
Yeah. But
that's about it though.
You're like, handsome. You might get a third because you're handsome.
You are, dude.
Maybe. Yeah, they're going to want to show me off.
I'd give you
like, I'm like a stud I'd of the line.
Four. And you have like a, you like, know, honestly, you're like very entrepreneurial. Yeah. So you might
you're
going to
provide for four children and you're going to hate your life.
Yeah.
You're going to absolutely
You know what the funny thing is too is that like, you know, everyone wants to try to like get rich so you can like, you know, have your family set up and stuff like that. But you know, like, I think what it is, it's like close to 80% of like generational wealth doesn't last after like the first generation.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Because it just doesn't stay, you know, operated.
Baby buying Ferraris.
Yeah.
Baby buying Ferraris. God. All right. Well, Ephraim, is there anything you want to...
That's about it.
Is there anything you kind of want to... You want to work on the next week? Or?
I'll probably keep listening to, like, slow reverb versions of songs and watching, like sad vaporwave videos real late at night.
Bro, yes.
Like Simpsons edits. And I'll get back with you next week. We'll catch it up. If this is a bit you're really insisting on doing...
Yeah, then, every week. Every week, as long as we don't get canceled, as long as people, you know, respond positively to this episode,
I think next week we should keep going, especially.
Well, we're not going to be able to do. We're going to have to record next Saturday.
We'll get infamous or something. We'll all we're be gone have to as do, shit. Yeah,
because you're leaving.
Be gone as shit. It's going to be nasty from the 20th to the 28th. Yeah, I think we're actually leaving like the night of the 19th.
You're going to be gone a while.
Yeah, it's 9 days, and then or 10 days if we leave the 19th. And I open
it's every fucking day forever.
Like 5:30 to like 2 or 3.
We might have to get an episode recording in on an afternoon or something.
Yeah, we could figure it out because it's like static schedule. We might have to get a couple. It is kind of bullshit. I know that.
We're not doing it live, so we can record anything anytime. We can be like 4 episodes ahead. Mm-hmm. And just take a break for a while.
Trevor listen to me.
We
could be 4 episodes ahead.
Be cool.
Okay. Yeah, we could do that, Matt.
No, we're gonna have this.
You gotta do it forever.
No, we're not gonna have this.
About, you know, like Trevor and them.
Well, stop name dropping.
I do think you're to a certain extent it'd be cool to stay regular
producer
for feeling natural. But I mean, it's not like that big a deal because it is pretty natural.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, life, shit keeps happening. Who even knows? Like, this might be the only time we ever do this.
I hope not. I enjoy this.
I think we could do it, like, 300 times before it started to feel like this is total bullshit.
Yeah.
It's total bullshit.
I like the positive outlook. I like that. I feel that. 300 is a decent number, I feel like.
We'll come in, dress up as Spartans.
Let's do it.
Yes.
All right. Matt, you got anything that bothers you this week?
Download the Domino's app today and become a piece of the Pie Rewards app.
I have to go again.
Oh, shit. Those were different times.
Way to go. We put a fucking advertisement in Ephraim's Memorial. Fucking. That one's for you, bud. No, but you heard it here first. I have to, here in a couple weeks, I'm going to go throw myself in Ephraim's tomb at his funeral.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God.
Hey, we're going to episode 2.
Oh, man. Episode 2.
The Thanksgiving special.
And go to Rilla.
Okay. This one's titled MS-13.
MS-13. Fuck, I miss him. Today, Junior.
You know.
Bro, she came back to the table with our checks, and she's like, straight up, she's like, hey, can I get your Snapchat? Bro,
what? Right on the fuck.
What?
That's hey, it. Yo. That's all. It's easier than easy.
Man,
that's great. Look. Was the hand tattoos, it was like, what's that? It's MS-13, right? Was it like MS-13 tattoos?
Man said he's getting in deep.
That's cute.
No, but she speaks Spanish, though.
Oh no! Yeah. Oh! I forgot that it was at the Veracruz. I didn't mean it like that. Shit! Now I'm in hot water, like a crawfish.
Now you're a racist.
You're just a dick.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it was like Jesus Christ.
He was our favorite racist, though.
That's the clip you chose, Brian.
That was the one, man.
You're trying to remember my boy.
Trying to remember him as he was.
Alright, this next one's called King Buffet. Shout out.
His favorite Chinese buffet on the coast. Buffet.
We're gonna have to go to King Buffet.
We gotta go to King Buffet and his honor.
Okay, no, shout out King Buffet and Gulfport.
Shout out King
Buffet. I'm saying right now, the best, hands down.
Okay, but that's in Gulfport, though.
I know. I used to stay over there, man. And if you're in the area, if you go to King Buffet, you're going to have a nice day.
Brett, I would like to inform you that you're just breathing into the mic.
I mean, you're just sitting over there. No, you're straight. I was just looking at it.
He just wanted to wanted y'all to know where he loved to eat. Y'all go check that out in his honor. Tell him F sent you. Tell him Piss Boy sent you down to the King Buffet for a good old plate, some lo mein. Yeah. In his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I don't understand why you're laughing. This is a serious matter. Our boy is gone. This isn't funny.
He was just a funny guy.
I know.
Let me grieve in my own way.
Okay,
asshole.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I miss him just as much as you do.
I'm sorry.
Anyways.
What's the next one?
F on cults.
F on cult. Oh, his drug cult. He was so charismatic. This guy.
Only little kids play with their nose.
But I actually made a drug cult.
A drug cult?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So you just had a bunch of people just sitting around.
No, wait. I'm sorry. Expand on this, please.
Expand, yeah. So
first, I want to know what is a drug cult. Second of all, I want to know what you did.
Yeah, I need to get hip with
this. So we all vibrate. Number one. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And then when you do a
step
drug,
one, vibrate.
And then when you do a drug, fight the bag, lose the battle. When you but then when you do a drug, it affects your mind and then your body molecularly. And then you're vibrating a different frequency and you learn a new thing. It's like skills in a video game. And then by the end, like, you have to become enlightened by doing, like, just the right amount of everything, you know? See, okay, this sounds so ridiculous. It's only, like, one half of a joke. But I did learn. I was doing way too much. So I did for, like, 2 years. I did, like, I was doing acid every weekend. Jeez. And I got up to doing, like, 4 or 5 hits of LSD every single weekend.
Jeez.
So, and then I had, like, a real nasty trip. Somebody sold me some 25i and told me, like, some N-bomb and told me that it was acid. And I took 3 of them, which is, like, mad lethal and all this. Like, thank God I'm fat, you know? But I realized that definitely I was being a glutton about it, dude. You got to be cool with this psychedelics for real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real.
That's
yeah.
for sure.
It's about purpose, dude.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, you got to find something.
So, but that
going,
tangent,
yeah.
I don't remember. What were you saying? What were we talking about?
I don't know.
You asked me a question, like a specific one.
I don't know, but you went in.
Yeah.
No, I was asking about your drug cult, like, and then I asked.
Oh, so the drug
cult. You pretty much wrapped it up pretty well.
Yeah, that is good. But then I have another story. I know, now I'm hogging.
Okay.
About my dad had a cult when I was a kid. This one's even more intense and real.
What do you mean by a cult, though?
Like, in robes.
Like, it's just a group of people?
Yeah, like, in robes. Okay, so, okay, shout out my dad. No, not really. This is...
Shout out dad.
When I was young.
Daddy.
I lived in this place, dude, and my dad had all these people come over, and, like, his lady ran a crystal shop. And they did this thing, you know, where, like, they all, like, were reincarnated members of the round table, like Arthur and Merlin and all that shit.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were all assigned. And then they would wear the robes, yeah. And then they would, like, come over and, like, do, like, pillow circles and, like, light candles and sit in the living room and, like, do whatever the hell.
Bro, I want to do that.
It's a trip, dude.
I want to be in a drug cult.
Yeah. They drugged me.
I didn't think at first it'd be something I'd be interested in, but that sounds kind of nice.
I'm
now. I'd like to be Sir Arthur of the Round Table.
As long as we don't get religious with it, like,
hey.
I think we'll be okay.
No, drugs are religion. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'd say yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. But like, as long like you can't like get organized with it. You know what I'm saying? The second it gets organized, that's when fucking Waco.
There's a whatever, Brett. You didn't let F have his cult.
That's why.
If you would have let F have his cult, he would have had to stay in Starkville.
He would have. I just didn't want him.
This is all your fault.
I just didn't want him to get religious with it, dude. And I felt like he was going to get religious with it.
Yeah.
But.
It's real.
I can't believe he died sober.
Yeah. That's facts.
I figured my boy was going to go out in like a blaze of glory on like every drug imaginable. Like the sun exploding. In a fiery, beautiful death wave.
Yeah.
Because that's what he deserved.
Right.
He didn't deserve to drown in a muddy creek in the backwaters of Florida. Inside of his vehicle.
Speaking of that...
It actually wasn't his vehicle. It was a budget van.
Speaking of that, the next one is entitled F and DHS.
Okay.
Do you understand the assignment?
I told the teacher maybe they didn't understand the question.
What?
No, wait. I said...
And that's, and that's why DHS had to come to your house every
week. Oh, yeah. This one time I flashed out in my art class, like in middle school, and I yelled at my teacher. I called her a bitch, I think.
No, that's why DHS and when had to come to your house.
No, they had already been there. CPS, DHS, CIA, they had all visited.
What?
No, the whole alphabet ass, made the whole their time. Home yeah, at so.
Fucking Ephraim's.
There was like the whole time growing up. Yeah, the whole time. I grew up. I grew up with EBT and DHS the whole time. So
it's my favorite alphabet.
Yeah. So
the low-income poverty line alphabet.
I was gonna get in trouble when I called her a bitch and yelled at everybody, but then like I told him, I was like, CPS is at my house like every day. And
I remember
like,
you telling me this story.
You're okay. And then yeah, they took me to Burger King, which was so nice of them. It gave me diarrhea real bad. I was in there trying to watch Toy Story 3.
Did you call DHS
shit
on
myself
your pants?
On DHS myself.
You DHS'd yourself?
I never called DHS. I've had to call the cops like 8 times. I hate this.
Dude, I used to work in a gas
station
when
I was a kid.
Sad little boy.
Such a rough upbringing.
Suffered. But he took it all on the chin.
Straight on the chin.
Straight on the chin, bud.
Straight like that.
It's wrong guess. The wrong guy.
Pops says he misses F.U.
F.U.?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out, Pops. Anyway, on to the next clip, titled...
This next one's...
F...
Happy Holidays.
F gets mad during the Happy Holidays special. We must have put something in the eggnog. Oh, brother. Howdy doody.
Whoa. No, it's not.
Whoa. I miss you, bud. You're a great guy. You didn't deserve it. Gone too soon. We were going to go down there next month, too. But we still should. Now we're going for a different reason.
Hold on. My phone's being a butthole.
You're just trying to do something nice for our boy, and naturally technology's gonna fuck us over.
Yeah, it says it's not available from the holiday special, but
I didn't take it down.
What?
I don't know, hold on, I'm trying it again.
They're saying our happy holiday special isn't available?
Apparently.
Did we get flagged?
We got demonetized.
Try it on, what do you want?
I want Apple.
Try it on Spotify.
Spotify? I don't even have Spotify.
You don't have Spotify.
I'd have to download
it. Damn it. You can do it from your web browser.
How, Brett? No, how? Tell me how. How does that work? Like I know I can do it, but how does it work? I ain't got no Wi-Fi.
I gotta try that now when I go home. What episode? It's the second one? The Happy Holidays Part 2 isn't available?
No, part one.
Part one.
It's I'm on. Right? Yeah. Episode 5 is part one. Technical difficulties for Ephraim's memorial episode.
Of course. It wouldn't be his memorial
originally
episode.
Originally brought him home?
Yeah.
Hey, I was like, first I saw Matt's. I was like, man, what a nice full beard he's keeping trimmed, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
and then I looked at you. And I said, yeah, he's got the whole thing going on. Look at the mustache. I looked at him. You can't even see my mustache in the picture because you can barely even see it in real fucking life. I felt like a little boy.
Yeah,
like
son, don't do that.
I felt like my balls hadn't dropped.
Can I touch your mustache?
Don't fucking touch the mustache. I've had it up to here. Don't put me. Okay.
We're going to elevate his blood pressure.
Hold the sun. Oh, calm me down. I'm going to grab him like Joe Biden grabs
him. That's actually Donald Trump because you just grabbed him right by the pussy.
Totally Donald Trump.
You pussy grabbed that, man.
You're right. Yeah, we make a bunch of anti-Joe Biden jokes, and I just don't give a...
Sorry.
Ephraim had a magnificent facial hair. I don't know why he was tripping.
I don't know why he was either. Al's sitting here with me. He's gonna miss him as well. Your little boy, little baby boy, alopecia boy. He's still got Willie the Billy Bailey signature on his forehead. I don't know how to get that off.
Yeah, no, it's hard.
You need to take a bath, boy.
No, he's just got to put his hat on.
He's not showering in honor of Piss Boy.
All right, the next one's F. Rip Santa Sack. Okay.
He had a thing for Santa Claus.
Okay.
Maybe too much of a thing. Wowzers in my trousers. Santa Claus is gonna
get everywhere. Bowser. It's a lot.
Yeah. Why would you say that?
That's why I gave it up
all
for the day.
All day!
That's why I gave it up for the day.
He's feeling free as a bird and light as a feather, my friend, and you're shackled with chains of shame.
If you don't have any Christmas memories?
Yeah, I was just... Brett had really good memories. Mine are not gonna compare. I kinda just remember, like... Like, my mom would always do this thing where, like, there'd be the tree, of course, and then we have, like, a little setup around it or whatever. And then the night of, like, when we were asleep, she'd go up, and then she'd have a bunch of kisses, and she'd poke holes in it. And she, like, trail kisses all through the house, like, from the fireplace, if we had one, like, one time, I think.
Like Hershey's kisses? Or from,
like, the back door, yeah, like, okay. Hershey's kisses. It's like, his bag ripped, is what she'd say. So you could, like, follow where he came in and went to the tree.
Oh, Santa ripped his sack.
And he came up to us. Yeah, he ripped his sack. Yeah.
No.
And then he came up to us to see us, so when we woke up,
Brett, no.
We could follow.
I don't have a button for that.
Oh, no. We follow the kisses from our rooms to the tree and then see where he came in and left.
That's adorable.
It was cool, so I still do that.
It was cute until I said he ripped his sack and then ruined the whole memory.
Did you know that the testicles are yellow, apparently? Like a yellowish green? Like
Santa's testicles? Like when you cut them out?
If you cut out your ball right now, supposedly it's a green. I've had two separate people tell me they have seen their inner testicle through an injury.
Like an egg yolk?
They said that it's green.
Like a hard-boiled egg yolk?
Yeah. I'm not about it.
I'm not there.
I mean, I'll try anything once, but...
Man. Fuck. It's just weird, like... How does it come out white, though? If it's green, how does it...
Oh, it hurts! Oh, it hurts! Oh, sorry. Matt kicked me in the balls.
I'm gonna miss that, Matt.
I'm gonna miss him. Oh,
all
right. This next one
I'll see you again one day.
This next one is F teaching Brett Spanish.
He was such a wise young boy. He knew so many languages.
Tweaked out, and it means you're tweaked out. No, but if you're geeking, you're chilling. That's fucking ignorant. No wonder Mexicans hate our language.
No.
Oh,
I wouldn't want to learn it either.
That's the police.
I'd want to stay here and speak Spanish just to piss white people off. If I knew Spanish, I would speak it exclusively to piss people off. I would do it.
You know Spanish? Say hablo un poquito español.
No burrito, hablo.
Oh, he said burrito. Fuck. You don't know what burrito means? It means little donkey.
You're learning me, son. You're learning me.
You add Ito or Ida in any fucking word you want, and it just means little that. Like Lil Wayne would be Waynita.
Waynito.
What about our man over here?
Paquito, little. What was his name?
Oh no, you didn't.
Alfonso.
You forgot our son's name.
Alito. I'm pretty sure Alito is like its own word.
Alfonsoito.
Well, in his fit of desperation, Alfonso has flown through the window and has run away.
Why did he
doesn't
leave?
Know how to handle his emotions very well.
Why did he leave us, Brett?
I don't know.
Have we failed his parents?
I guess so, man. He just doesn't know that he can rely on us to get him through this hard time. We're all suffering.
All right,
just miss our boy, man.
This next one is Zyla and the Butt Pets.
Oh, Zyla.
It's her birthday. So we had our little birthday party for her last night over at the house, and Matt stopped by when he got off work.
It was a beautiful, beautiful
and
time.
We had Kelsey and Ephraim over there, and they brought their dog Zyla. And
shout out Zyla.
Everybody
was
there.
Oh my God, we love Zyla. God, we love little Zyla. And Matt has never met her before. And F, would you like to fill them in about what's special about your dog? What's special about little Zyla? What's she do when she meets somebody for the first time?
Yeah,
Jeez, it's not for the first time. It's for everybody. It's every forever. Time. Forever.
It's all day.
If we're thinking about the same thing.
It's the first
thing,
time and forever.
She
lets you know right off the bat.
It basically her whole life now. She's just really into butt stuff. And that's it.
I don't like... we didn't get any context there.
I like starting with the head.
Okay. As you should.
Butt. She's all butt.
She's all butt.
All butt.
To a degree that is egregious. Okay.
It's copious amounts of butt pets.
Copious. It's fucking... It's disgusting.
It is.
I'll be trying to play with her ears. I'll be like, "Oh, you're a sweet little baby." You know, I'm petting
her.
She's
like, "Nope, touch my butt."
And then she just
slap my ass like a drum.
Yeah.
She walks.
That's all I can do, man. Because like, I'm not gonna have your fucking ass mites in my fingernails all the time.
That's fair.
We got her a brush, and like, I do scratch her butt. You know.
Well, you said it's like her skin kind of gets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's allergic to fleas, so we have this like medicine.
Yeah, she should be.
We give her medicine, but she just has very overall sensitive skins.
Yeah.
She's kind of a pussy.
Yeah. But she's so sweet. So anyway,
we take good care of that baby girl.
Back to Matt and how.
Yeah, so Matt didn't know about the butt stuff.
First time meeting her, and we go outside to smoke a cigarette, and he's petting her. And she just keeps throwing it back.
She's throwing
it back,
bro.
At Matt. And Matt lost it.
It's incomprehensible.
Well, he's about to get started again.
I was already dying because, look, I don't think you understand. It's not just she's just backing her butt into you. She does a whole spin.
Like a tornado.
She takes the momentum from the spin and dumps it entirely into your, like,
and
shin.
Your knee, look,
and we're going to post a picture
and then
of Zyla.
She just looks you in the eye, like, come on, you know
there
you
it is.
Smack
we're
going to
post a picture
Very
of Zyla.
Human.
On the social, so you guys can see.
Bro.
When she looks back at you, she has so much human emotion in her
and
face.
And then look,
her eyes. She is like looking at you dead in your soul. Like,
yeah.
Pat my
Bro,
ass,
like a human woman.
She's communicating.
Yeah,
don't say it like that.
But no.
I mean, she's a woman.
The part that fucked me up.
God
was,
is a woman.
Okay.
You make me feel like it's angel.
The part that fucked me up, though, is that the whole time I'm laughing, I'm trying to come down and calm down, and F's just beside me like, this is it, bro. This is all she does. Like, he just sounds like a disappointed father.
He's just whispering.
He's like, this is her life now.
I got
this is. She wakes up, butt pats.
He's a disappointed father.
He's like, this is just what we deal with. This is just reality for her now. I'm just like, F, stop.
But yeah.
And then meanwhile, she's just in front of me, just looking at me like, come on.
He almost
came up on me. Give it to me.
Please stop.
It's like a TV show with two different fucking.
It got to a point we weren't even laughing. It's like Zyla was just sitting. Like, she stopped
like
doing it. She stepped
Strange
away.
Addiction.
She just stepped away and she sat down and was just staring him out. Like, are you fucking done? And he's just over here. Stop it.
Yeah, dude, my abs seized up like a damn slung a rod in my motor. God damn it!
You hear that?
Oh my!
Follow
God.
The podcast. We wanna. While you're driving, we wanna make your abs seize up.
Yeah,
and that's what we're here for.
I hope y'all could laugh as much as I laughed. Not while you're driving though, because you
do it
crash.
While you're driving. We support laughing while driving.
Oh.
Don't text while drive. Laugh while driving.
Just think about it. What if your show is so funny
All
that it makes you crash?
Yeah, that's awesome.
What was the cause? He died. What was the cause of death, officer?
Shit,
all day.
It was too funny. I didn't know.
The all day special.
The fact the button is just
happy
funny.
Holidays again.
Yeah, the holiday.
Happy holidays. Oh man, well, he doesn't have to be disappointed anymore. No more disappointment in Zyla.
We're going to have the family friend special.
A really good segue.
I'm sorry, this last one is F ices us out.
Oh, God. Okay, F. Okay, F.
I'll do this for you, big boy.
Doing that for you, buddy. Let me just look. I'll fuck with the mind, too. This is all for you, buddy. Can you hear me through the noise?
Brett, pull yourself together. Pull yourself together. Alright, anyways. F from ISIS is out.
Dude, I want to go ahead and do this. We don't have to do all of it, but I want to do this.
You want to give? Oh, all right. So, you guys, all day we're getting into our gift giving segment here on the show. Ephraim is about to shit his pants to show us he got us an all day special Christmas present for all three of us. It's in a little circular box. It could either be jewelry or three cock rings.
Yeah, I was telling Brett outside. It's three cock rings.
They light up
with chains, and they. But the chains are not very long,
so we have to stand really close together. Really close
looking
together.
Back on a really cock close. Rings,
I thought
been
I
better.
Silenced that.
Such a piece of shit.
I know what I'm doing.
We have to,
Matt. I know what I'm doing. I just did it, Matt. I know what I'm doing.
What's that?
The microphone cord touched the touch screen, and it fucking.
You are. Ret-
That's why it went into the test mode.
I can't say that word. That's what Brett
said. You can't say. You can't. You can say retarded.
What are you
can't
talking
say.
About?
Oh.
You just said it.
You just said it.
You can bleep it out.
No.
I wish you would have not whispered it.
Stop. Good Lord, dude.
All day.
Here we go. Because now we've changed subjects again.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
No, we were talking
F
about
is so excited
this is
for
the
this.
Last time that we're going to be together.
Last time we're going to be together.
This is a very special thing. Until next year, bro.
No, I don't think. Actually, yeah. No. No.
Yeah.
I think we'll get one in before the new year. What is this?
I'm going to set my microphone down.
Bro, he's got some.
Bro, what?
Bro, is he about to ice us out right now?
Ice me out.
Am I getting stomped in?
We just have to decide who gets which ones.
No, he didn't.
Is it a three-way?
He got us a three-way necklace.
It says best friends.
It says
forever.
Best friends for
all day.
We are fully erect here at the show.
I have a chubby.
We got best friend necklaces.
Who gets what piece?
Yeah,
just here.
Close your eyes.
That's beautiful.
Oh man, we got to make sure that when we go down for the funeral, that we both wear our. Necklaces and we put his on him and we take a picture.
Yeah. We gotta make sure.
We gotta get that together. Remind me, I'll text Kelsey. Oh man. Right, do you have some favorite?
Yeah, I got
clips?
Some. I got some clips. Here.
You got a few?
All right, I got the. I got some from the comic episode. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. That was his episode.
The comic episode. Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. Let me just pull it on up.
You didn't title your clips, did you?
No, I didn't.
He would have liked it that way.
You don't know me. Yeah, I didn't want to do this logically.
That's fair.
I started on this one.
If I see Eric Weinstein's face one more time, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
Ah! Okay. Hold on. Right quick before we do this next segment, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Just because I don't want to lose this.
Love you, F. You're amazing, F. You're the best, F. You're amazing, F. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Without the kit.
$900.
Like 25 with the kit. And then this mic right here is like maybe 200. But I mean, you guys sound fine.
I think so. Except for when we scream right into it.
But I mean, if I scream, it's the same shit. Ah!
Pizza Steve. Pizza
I just
Steve.
Don't scream.
I have PTSD. No, I actually do, so stop laughing.
I'm sorry. All right, say it one
Should
more time.
Should we talk
time?
About comics now?
Say it one more time, and I won't.
Talk about comics now, because I'm going to.
Yeah, he's going to roll up. I'm going to start talking about comics. Brett knows a lot about comics, too. I am one of those fucking loathable, contemptible, know-it-all types that likes to talk about shit he knows about, like he's teaching you something for no reason. So this is very good for me.
We're going to get some epitaphs going.
Some
epitaphs.
So I don't know. So yeah, Neil Gaiman did do Sandman. I'm reading
and
Sandman.
And Coraline, because it correlates.
Sandman is the shit. I'm liking Sandman a lot. Sandman is kind of in the realm, because I come up with a lot of ideas. I got a lot of good ideas. If you're somebody that can get me somewhere listening to this, hit me up. You know,
well,
my
ahead,
name.
Go ahead and tell the audience like what the premise of Sandman is, like what the idea
behind
it is.
Yeah, let's get into. But it's right up my alley, man. I'm really into it. See, it's about the endless, and they're kind of like gods, but they're not. They're like physical manifestations, or not even that physical. They're manifestations of concepts. It's definitely Dream is the main one. Morpheus, his sister Death, his sister Delirium is my favorite. She used to be Delight, and then something happened. I'm not sure yet. Turned her to Delirium. Her eyes are different colors, and like light comes pouring out of her, and she turns into like frogs and toads and butterflies. I'm really into that shit.
Okay.
And then they got Despair and Desire. And I guess Destruction is a brother that's kind of like gone, and I don't know where he's at yet. And then there's like Destiny, I think is his name. He's basically like Fate. I think that's all of them. There's seven of them, I believe.
What they're based off of?
Yeah, that was a clip I liked because F talked about shit he liked.
He loved his comics. That is for sure.
Yes, sir.
I hope he has access to every single one of them wherever he is.
All right. So the cool thing about my clips is that I didn't name them. So
that one we will call F and his comic shit.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
All right, now this next one, I don't know what it is either. We're going to find out. You know, this is a...
I just feel numb now. I'm all cried out.
Yeah, I've been like that for a while.
Just hurts hearing his voice.
It does.
It's like bittersweet.
So, since you said that, here's another clip of his voice.
The ghost of whoever's fucking grandma lived here.
Is she grandma?
I'm gonna buy my butt out. I thought the little comedy could be injected.
No, comedy is
bro, look what I did.
My chromosomes.
He's babysitting over there.
Go back to the game.
You need to let the blizzy.
I'm probably.
All right.
Sit here.
All right.
Shut up.
I'm ready again.
Make it sexy.
I'm telling you, look, I got different.
Matt, your house looks so nice. Where did you get this rug?
Oh, I got the Salvation Army. You know I'm thrifty.
Oh my goodness. Clean with
it. Fuck all that. What's you trying to do?
Oh my goodness.
No, I'm kidding. I don't operate like that. But
just right off the bat, you like that rug, baby?
Look, but like I said, look, if I'm trying to throw it down, I'm a pussy. No, I'm
probably.
I thought.
Yeah, I bet. I got it now.
Nothing more than song.
Hit me with your special game. So, like, you got me pinned up against the wall. Okay, you, like, so check it out. Check it out. Throat.
Check
my
it out.
My pants are on the ground.
I'm not a throat grabber off the jump. Dude. That comes later. So this isn't even me.
So, Matt. No.
We ain't even there yet, baby.
Oh, we're not.
Slow down.
Are you kissing my neck?
Slow down.
What are we doing?
Jesus.
Hit me with it. So, knock on the door.
So, look. No, I ain't knocking on the door. No, I got my own place now.
He comes in the back.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, she comes over. So, she knocks on the door.
All right, I gotta open the door. What's up?
Hey, Matt. How you doing tonight?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, how are you doing tonight, lovely lady?
Oh, you look so...
How have you been?
You look so handsome.
Oh, I do?
Is that Matt? I told you not to let that boy come back around here.
What?
Who are you supposed to be?
I'm at my house.
Oh, you're at your house.
God,
you're
damn
right.
It,
yeah. Yeah, I was trying to be
your
grandma.
Your grandma?
I'm the ghost of whoever's fucking grandma lived here.
Is she grandma?
Yeah, okay, that was the real question. Yeah,
that makes a lot more sense.
I just like, Em just came in.
Is that Matt? Is that Matt? What are you
talking about? That boy over here. We're just like, what?
Oh, and it still worked. I feel like he was the soul and spirit of this podcast.
He was.
He was where we got all our weird...
It's going to suck now.
I mean, I'm trying to do like the art that he used to do, and I feel like it just doesn't measure up, dude. He just had this unique style.
How can you?
God.
Hey, do the hair tentacle thing?
Oh.
What if it's got cow shit on the end?
Are they raping the animals in a submission?
Oh, my God. What is this?
Oh, I love this one. They use them to
get fucked. Dated.
So I need to. Our audience didn't even know.
I said it.
All right, I love this one.
If they were listening, they heard me.
I wasn't listening.
If you were listening, you heard me.
He just tried to attack me. He just tried to get at me.
What a fierce monster!
Should I be scared?
You should be intimidated.
Do I need to put my pee-pee away?
No.
Okay.
There's an aroma.
Yeah. They do the same thing.
They do the hair tentacle thing.
Here we go.
Oh.
What if it's got cow shit on the end?
Are they raping MK James or something?
There's a lot of dudes that do, apparently.
Here we go. A lot of dudes that get fucked by horses. Do you want to fuck a horse or do you want to get fucked by a horse?
Ah, there's probably.
Because what's the appeal in fucking a horse?
I mean, some say it feels like, you know.
So in Avatar, James Cameron's Avatar.
Yeah.
I found it.
They have those hair tentacles. They use them to, like, tame and bond with the beasts. But then whenever they go to fuck,
they do the same thing.
They do the hair tentacle thing.
Oh.
What if it's got cow shit on the end?
Are they raping the animals in a submission?
Probably.
I bring this up. Okay.
Fiercely sexually
so
creatures.
Avatar is like one of Kelsey's favorite movies, and she knows a lot better than me, and I say that all the time, and there's like, she gets so mad, she tells me what's going on.
No, that's not how it is. You can clearly see.
I think that she says that they still have genitalia, so the act of sex is still just like normal sex, but then I guess maybe like the mind link thing can be more personal.
You can't tell me.
I still think that's a little like.
You can't tell me when the movie came out. How old were we when it came out?
Like, I don't know.
Oh, Kelsey
15?
Was looking at the genitals.
14, 15?
She's like, look at that tall blue
thing.
You
can't tell me you didn't want to fuck one of them little blue lizard girls.
Oh, I did.
On the mention of fucking blue lizard things.
It was a cat.
Oh, Mystique?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh.
I'm going to stop there.
Oh, man. Yeah. I liked how my clips were all, like, organized and...
Well, you know what, Brett?
We went over the.
I wasn't prepared for my boy to die.
Oh, why did you gotta say it like
yeah.
that?
Okay.
Oh.
Anyways.
Oh man.
45-minute mark. I don't. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what any of this stuff is, but you know, I parked it for a reason.
It's quality content. Apologize.
What is it? Don't apologize.
I don't. I
why did it get so quiet whenever I brought up fucking a woman?
Oh man, I got him about to pay. I don't know why I can't pick a starting point.
It's the fucking teacher. Was she hot? Yeah. Look, I'll piss Jade off right.
God damn it, Mr.
We're calling the police.
How old was he?
He was a younger teacher.
It doesn't matter how old he was. It matters how old Matt was.
He was a very attractive man, though. Like
I wanted him to be like 70.
Like you can ask anybody who I went to school with. All the girls were like, "Oh my gosh!"
No, I'm gonna piss. Look, I'll piss Jade off right now. So like, say, so your teacher got you off, huh?
Yeah.
Man, you're so lucky. Yeah, you're a lucky guy.
You're a lucky guy.
Must have been nice.
You're a lucky guy.
It must have been nice to fuck the teacher. Was she hot? Right. No, she was probably hot, wasn't she? Must have been nice, huh?
One of my old favorite teachers.
It was a guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gay as hell. Never mind. Sorry.
He just asked me to not. He just told me I couldn't go to the bathroom.
It was a guy.
Which then led to me.
Which just ruined everything.
Busting in the ultimate.
But he knew, and he thought about it.
He watched me the whole time. He's sitting up there listening. Like, he keeps pausing and listening. He's like.
Look at that guy.
Look, he's
Matt,
sweating.
Matt's
he's
over
fucking
there.
Sweating.
Oh God. I can't hold it in.
He's fucking sweating. Look at that kid. He's gonna have to
and
ask me
three
more times.
That's why I don't like to talk during
He's already
sex.
Asked me three times. He's too embarrassed to ask anymore. He has to ask a total of five, and I'll consider it.
Call me daddy, and I'll let you go potty.
It's a control thing, yeah.
It's primal.
But one of my teachers really did do that. One of my favorite teachers, a female teacher back from the day, I would have been there personally, like at the time, you know?
Yeah.
No cap. I didn't know Kelsey. I didn't know. I would have been there 100%.
You would have let her molest you?
Yeah. I would have molested her.
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty illegal.
No, that's not
that's pretty
nice.
Illegal.
That's not, no. That's
but,
not
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, so that's
no,
sad.
I have to be on my. My wife would be furious if I was, like, nice and, like.
That's very
cool. I don't let my wife do my thinking for me, but I let my wife do my thinking for me,
yeah,
and that's not
idea.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
Brett, your wife is showing.
So, you know who you are. I know that was very crude, but if you happen to be listening, you know, you remember my name, hit me up. You know,
I'm telling Kelsey.
She's gonna listen to this.
So Kelsey's gonna be involved?
No.
Oh.
She's too classy for that.
Oh, okay.
You dirty boy.
She's gonna beat me up.
You're
she's
a trash man. Oh, sorry, I apologize.
The trash man.
I apologize.
What is it? Don't apologize.
I don't. I
why did it get so quiet whenever I brought up fucking a woman as a child?
I mean,
No, it didn't get quiet when you talked about fucking a girl as a kid. It got quiet.
When we brought up
it got
Kelsey.
Quiet when you were like, "Hey, hit me up.
Hit me
you
up.
My name.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
my
yeah,
name.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
that's
where
me and Brett
live.
Are like.
I thought she was in the past.
I thought she was
no.
Anyways, that was another, that was another F moment for me.
Sorry, I'm chewing ice. It helps to numb the pain.
All right, this next one's from the bonus episode.
We're getting a clip of a clip in a clip show?
Yes, yes, yes.
He would have loved that. He was all into that, like, Inception type shit. I miss that boy.
Just, you know, play with it, you know?
Just play with it.
I'm fucking...
I believe everybody should be taught is that you can always be bloopers.
Keep listening.
All day.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite commercials. My
all app. Day.
Oh, yeah.
Classic intro.
All day.
Special song. What's up, guys? This, you already were listening. Keep listening. We got a spin-off show coming. We'll be doing all-day special every week, just like you love, just like you're used to. You know, call it out when you're banging.
Nope.
But we got a secondary coming at you, bro. We're doing all-night special, and this is off the rails. It's whatever we want. No time frame, no set anything. We talk about whatever we want. We're going to make maybe videos. We're going to do maybe teleplays on that little superhero shit we were talking about. I've got a couple particular things. I'm going to have like a five-hour video about comic books, and then a second one. You guys are going to love that. And then it's whatever. It's whatever. It's total freedom. And we're going to really bring you some shit.
And Matt goes to jail.
Matt does.
Check it out on the new All Night Special. God. How was jail?
It was straight.
You didn't think it was happening, but it did. He had that kind of power. He was into that crystals bullshit.
Yeah, F was a powerful man.
Starting.
Yeah, we'll get started. So what do we need to do for the show? Let's practice right quick while F is doing that.
Hey, baby. Let me see what you got going on.
Oh, wow. How did that sound?
Can we not do that?
Yeah, you waited. You weren't a fan.
It was good.
It's Saturday. Right? It's Saturday. Oh, there's a banana pudding tonight. Are you aware of Saturday?
Banana pudding tonight.
Bro, he is in a state of zen.
We need him on the board. We need him. We just need banana pudding.
He's in a state of zen, bro.
Banana pudding.
He woke up and he was like, banana pudding tonight.
It's banana pudding tonight.
He's ready.
No, he forgot. He forgot.
The best one, somebody drew, it was Godzilla saying, are you aware it's Saturday? And it's King Kong in a tree, and he goes, says, it's Saturday. And he goes, the King Kong looks so funny. Oh, it's banana pudding. Monkeys and bananas. Oh, it's so funny.
All right, so.
Yeah, I had that. That was.
Monkeys and bananas.
Come on, that was where we got the banana pudding.
Go to Rilla.
Go to Rilla. F went to Rilla.
Is that all your clips?
No, I got a couple more from the V-Day.
Oh, buddy. That was like my favorite episode.
It's from the V-Day. The V-Day was fun.
The V-Day special. Operation V-Day.
I didn't realize how long it was. Alone, but still, I'm just like.
I mean, I could see having a bag of butt rags like we do.
I just go into the kitchen and get some napkins off the fucking
my thing
paper
is
towel.
No, I want a bidet.
Oh, we talked about a bidet.
Yeah, I want one bad.
Oh, so you can talk about wanting a bidet, but when I talk about you wanting a bidet, it's a problem.
Because you make it sound disgusting, like you want to watch water shoot up my
ass. So I have a question.
Maybe I do. Don't kink shame me.
Googled. Has anybody here used a bidet?
Yeah.
I haven't used
you
one.
Have?
I've seen how they work.
They're supposed to replace toilet paper.
Yeah.
So
you're supposed
your
to just use like a little bit to like.
Yeah, your butt is like, wet.
Yeah,
after.
You're supposed to just use like you use less toilet paper because you're just supposed to use it to like
so
dab your asshole.
So I'm going to tell you something that's completely disgusting, and I will leave
use a rag if it's amongst friends.
My boy, bless his heart. He has a bidet in his house, and they don't have toilet paper.
Bless his heart.
But he keeps a rag next to his door.
No.
He drives his ass.
It's clean now, so what's
well,
the big
well, I wouldn't
deal?
Be like, it's a party,
well, it's
and my friends
rag.
Come over,
he
it's
lives
like
alone,
him.
But still, I'm just like...
I mean, I could see having a bag of butt rags like we do.
I just go into the kitchen and get some napkins off the fucking
paper towels. Yeah, my thing is like, I would do that. I would have a rag if it's just like me and Jade at home, but like we have a party and people come over. I'm not going to be like, hey, let me have your coat. Oh, and if you go in the bathroom.
Here's your complimentary rag.
Why does it have a gentle wind? That's what it should have.
It's like, softly scented.
It sprays you and it's like.
Like a little fan?
Yeah, it's a little sum-sum.
Because, that's all I needed to be like on my 15-minute break trying to take a shit from work. Oh, God damn it. Fucking Jade's in there fucking drying her asshole again.
See, like, in the summertime, you have a cooling fan option. But in the wintertime, it's kind of like a toaster. You install some coils in there, just
heated toilet seat.
Now, that's nice.
I think that might be uncomfortable to sit on a heated toilet seat. Who sat on this before me?
We were at an amusement. Hey, I'm not even going to lie. Maybe call me weird or not.
No.
Fuck.
Yep.
Please don't say what I think you're saying.
It makes me comfortable.
Nope. That's disgusting.
Makes me comfortable when the toilet seat's warm.
Is that at home or at work or wherever?
Everywhere.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Fuck. He goes for it. He walks into a bathroom. He sees someone hopping out of a stall. He's like, I want that one.
Yeah, he goes to every toilet and gently just kind of puts a finger on it for a second. He's like, this is the one. Too cold. Too warm.
Give it a little sniff.
No. He goes in there
with a little laser thermometer.
That's the one.
What's it, man? Everybody thinks he's a cautious man testing for COVID.
He's so glad.
Nope.
He has a good excuse now. He's like, thank God COVID happened. Now I'm not a weirdo.
Look, he hits one. He's like, oh, golly, 102 degrees. This baby is running a fever.
Oh my God.
This bad boy's burping up. Starts unbuckling real quick. Like. It's losing heat.
It's go time.
It's go.
But I'm like the guy who likes to be completely naked when he moves. So like I'm like, fuck, come on, goddammit, gotta get the shoes off, shaking my leg. Somebody walks in the bathroom. Oh my God, is somebody having a seizure in there? What's happening?
What up, my guy?
It's losing warmth.
Sir, I need you to sit down quickly. Don't ask questions. Just get in the stall and sit down. I gotta take my pants off.
I'm sorry, I had to have that one because I love this line. This bad boy's burning up.
Y'all did a really good job of roasting me that day. I'm sorry that I like to feel warm on the toilet seat.
Is nothing wrong with it.
Apparently there is.
It's just the way you said
this
it.
That's
not how you introduce that something like that to your friends.
Well, at least it was amongst friends.
On a podcast, it's public.
Jesus Christ.
Alright. I don't know what this one is either, but here's my third scene from this episode.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways.
These are the people that you associate yourself with, Matt.
Anyways.
Hashtag screw Scorpios.
Shitty Valentine's. Shitty Valentine's.
Alright, now it's your turn.
No, it's your turn.
I would have been happy.
I think I was telling you this the other night when you told me this. I don't think I've honestly had a shitty Valentine's that I can remember. Special?
Yeah. Once or twice.
You guys have
seen. Yeah. That does happen.
I don't remember a single point in your life where you had all the bitches, and I've known you for half your life.
Yikes.
Brent, please explain when you acquired all the bitches.
Please let me know.
Please indulge. At what point in time did you collect, indeed, all of the bitches?
I went to the Grand Exchange.
What is that?
How were your numbers? What was your ratio?
Yeah, like, are we talking about even payouts, or?
Yeah, definitely.
Was it initial public offerings, or private
exchanges?
I mean, when we're talking about private foreign exchanges. Equity transactions, are we in the realm of more?
There was a 3.8% interest rate per every inch.
Wow.
Inch.
So not impressive. Very much.
So it was 1.38.
Impressive.
Exactly. Interest rate.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Impressive.
No, that is good.
I was moving weight.
Wow.
That's an ass to what I like too. Why are you looking at me like that?
When I'm sad, I have to eat away the pain.
All right, I got one more.
I'm eating bread. It soaks up the sadness.
I got one more.
Fuck, I miss him, dude. Fuck!
I put him on the spot real fast.
Yeah.
Live with an insane.
Which one's Snooki?
Bread is so good.
I have better myself over that. I don't do that anymore.
No. Kelsey's like 4'6", by the way. Just so you know.
We call ourselves Snooki and J-Well.
Yeah. Which it's one's true. Snooki?
What?
The dumber, shorter, rounder one.
I'm the tall, aggressive one.
What the fuck? That is too hard.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I live with an insane tyrant.
When I'm home, it's all good, right?
Yeah. No, you're the best.
See? We have a happy relationship.
See how he looked? He was like...
I put him on the spot real fast.
Yeah.
Why are you playing on your phone?
I'm not. I'm looking up a little game thing.
What the fuck, Brett?
What the fuck?
Oh, we could play the newlywed game.
How did you and Brett meet, Jade?
I'm not going into all that. But yeah, I like the part where he's like, yeah,
no, you're great. You didn't gotta worry about it no more, buddy. You're all safe. You're being breathed out of that big balloon you talked about. Vibrating the right way, buddy. I hope you find the right crystal. Was that all your clips?
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Well, guys, I think that's it. We're calling it. I miss him so much.
It's all good.
F, baby, wherever you are, we love you. We hope you're pissing on God himself.
He's not piss boy anymore. He's piss man.
He's piss man. He is ascended.
He is piss man.
He is transcended.
Hold that out.
He is transphobic. And we love him. This one's for you, buddy. We love you.
I turned it off. Give me a second.
What? He turned the pad off. He's off the pad.
Hold on. Give me 1 second. Come on. Not now.
F, is this you? Are you doing this? Are you fucking with the pad? Oh, buddy. Transcend time and space, Ephraim. We love you. From your all-day special boys, we'll see you again one day.
Love you, F.
Forever. And ever. Best friends five ever. Because we transcend time and space. We love you.
Did I do it?
He'll know what it means.
Okay, yeah.